This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
A long and detailed briefing from the president's doctor today. Dr. Ronnie Jackson said President Trump, now 71, the oldest man ever elected president, is in excellent health, body and mind. But he did say Mr. Trump needs to lose some weight and lower his cholesterol. He is prescribing a better diet and exercise. More now from White House correspondent Margaret Brennan.
In a nearly hour-long briefing, White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson explained that the president ordered him to answer every single question about his health and mental acuity.
He's fit for duty. I think he will remain fit for duty for the remainder of this term and even for the remainder of another term if he's elected.
In recent weeks, critics have questioned Mr. Trump's mental fitness. Dr. Jackson said the president requested a cognitive assessment designed to detect dementia or Alzheimer's.
He has absolutely no, cognitive or mental issues whatsoever, that he is very sharp.
And the doctor had an explanation for that recent incident in which the president appeared to slur his words.
And God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
I had given the president some medication, specifically some Sudafed over the days previous, and I think that I had inadvertently kind of dried up his secretions.
Mr. Trump went to Walter Reed Hospital last Friday for the four-hour medical exam. The 6'3" president weighs 239 pounds, putting him on the cusp of obesity. There were also concerns about his cholesterol.
We'd like to get the LDL down below 120.
But Dr. Jackson said overall his cardiac exam was clear and his cholesterol can be managed by increasing the dosage of the daily medication Crestor and lowering the amount of fat and carbohydrates in his diet.
I think a reasonable goal over the next year or so is to lose 10 to 15 pounds. We talked about diet and exercise a lot. He's more enthusiastic about the diet part than the exercise part, but we're going to do both.
The president also takes medication to treat male pattern baldness and the skin condition rosacea. Now, Dr. Jackson, who previously treated Presidents Obama and George W. Bush, said he may try to enlist the First Lady to try to encourage the president to start working out. Jeff.
Margaret Brennan, thank you very much.
CBS News reporting on the president's health and, of course, the Democrats. They want a second opinion. It was absolutely hysterical if you happen to catch the press conference. And the doctor was very accommodating. And I think for President Trump to direct the doctor to answer all the questions, take the time, the press was, they didn't know what to do with all that time. I mean, they wanted to know, you name it, asking, wait, did he have false teeth? Anything about his mental acuity, even though the test was there. And then, of course, one reporter was questioning, how could President Trump be in this kind of shape when all he does is drink Diet Coke and, go to McDonald's. Good plug for McDonald's, by the way, and just eating hamburgers and this. And remember, Bill Clinton was on a similar diet as well. But, boy, they just went through, for an hour with these ridiculous questions. And even at one point, I had to crack up, especially because of, these reporters asking and speculating about the president's mental acuity and that. And, the doctor said in response to speculation on TV and elsewhere that the president has mental health problems, Dr. Jackson said, in my opinion, that's just tabloid psychiatry. Didn't say fake news, just put it in perspective that it's tabloid psychiatry. And, the preceding two fake news has been tabloid journalism because they don't heed to the supposed journalistic principles that our mainstream media is supposed to, but it seems that maybe some of the tabloid influences have rubbed on to the mainstream media and has compromised, you know, their principles. And, of course, what is it tonight? I think tonight President awards his fake news award. So he's pulling the chain of the media once again just for fun. So we'll stay tuned for that. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is what it's all about, Jack, as they say, get this country back on track. And it is going to be a bottom-up movement, top-down. All hands are required on deck, regardless of, you know, some of this partisan bickering that has been going on. Look, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, you don't want to come to the president's State of the Union. What do we got, about a handful, maybe a little bit more than a handful of Democrats that... you know, a rather insulting way. They think they're insulting the president. They're really insulting the voters across this country. And those of us who are, you know, country-loving patriots that believe in the Constitution. But for their own ego, they don't want to show up. And we said yesterday, maybe they should give up their seat and let somebody else take it. I'm sure there's plenty of people that would love to sit in their seat there in the well of the Senate, to where the president is going to be giving his speech. And you know, I think it's well, what was it, there was a military former military who was offered to take the seat of Maxine Waters. So he's pleading, he says, hey, look, at I'm available, I'll take the seat. And I'm sure that we could probably find about five other people that would be willing to take the seats of, you know, Frederica Wilson or, you know, John Lewis or whoever, that they choose not to show up out of some sort of revolt. I mean, what is there to revolt here? You've got an incredible, incredible positive movement in our country, one that we haven't seen in decades. Stock market all-time records, 26,000, another record. I mean, it's just one record after another. And, you know, Donald Trump talked about winning when he on the campaign trail and at the inauguration and subsequent to that. He says that America is going to be winning again, and we're winning at just about every turn. And meanwhile, the partisanship wants to do everything they can, Democrats specifically, to put sticks in the spokes of the president, and not only the president, but I say the rest of the country, because of the good things that are happening. I mean, are you going to tell me that people are going to reject the bonuses that they receive because of the Trump Jobs Act and tax reform, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was passed? I mean, over 160 companies right now are participating, are increasing wages, giving bonuses. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi says, well, those are just crumbs. Well, talk to everyday Americans, and they say, thank you very much for the crumbs. We'll take more of those crumbs. You know, this is, you know, the kind of craziness that is happening out of the Beltway. And, you know, it's like a bad soap opera. You tune into this and you go, well, what is going on? And then what's really disgusting is when you appreciate that all those hardworking Americans are paying for this kind of craziness. You know, whether it's DACA, the immigration, the other issues that we have to deal with, look at, you need to be on the side of solutions. Let's get together and figure it out. What Tricky Dick, Dickie Durbin did in terms of a closed-door meeting to blow everything up, and the way he did, it's like, okay, well, what is your point in all this? Now you've absolutely kicked, if you're so concerned about these kids, which they're really not kids, they're adults, the DACA adults, you know, we put them in the form of children, because this is what the Democrats do. They bend the language to make you think that we're, you know, we're rejecting these young kids, you know. They're some are young adults, some are older. I think what the average age is something about 24 or 25. Okay. And, but the Democrats would lead you to believe with their language. Again, it's all shuck and jive. It's all sleight of hand, because we can't get it straight, because the mainstream media is not about to report on that. They do us a disservice. And of course, they're complicit in all this. You know, Cory Booker cracked me up yesterday. I mean, this guy, there was somebody made a comment about him, you know, as if he was, you know, so dramatic that he was trying to try out for some New York play or something, you know, Shakespeare in the Park. You know, the way he went after Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen, I mean, come on. And I thought it was pretty dangerous. I mean, I was waiting for a hashtag movement to come up just in terms of the way he berated her. How disrespectful. You know, look at, he had Dickie Durbin in the room, and there's been a a little bit of conflict of understanding of what's going on. Even Dick Durbin himself has kind of backed off a little bit in his insistence on the language that is used. Of course, CNN loves it because now they can. I think they're setting a record for S-hole. You know, they've used it just in one day. It was almost 200 times. And I think cumulatively, they're probably going for 1,000. You know, they're setting the record. Look. The language is coarse. We don't know for sure if it's been said. I know some of my well-meaning liberal friends absolutely insist. And I go, were you in the room? Well, they're all covering for one another, you know, all this stuff. Well, if they are, they're not. You know, look at, I've never known, for the most part, politicians being just perfectly clean of language. And last time I checked, I didn't see in the Constitution where the misuse of language was, you know, was worthy of impeachment. But this is the movement in this country. You have people so radicalized and so their worldview is so anti-Trump that, you know, they're trying to find some way to invalidate this president. Why not? I mean, it's been an art form for them. They've invalidated us, the people on the other side that have solutions to offer. And for many years, rejected it, didn't want to hear from us, whether it had to do with health care, tax reform, immigration. No, don't want to hear about it. You know, you guys just step aside. We've got it under control. And look what happens. Finally, in November 2016, we the people speak up. And this movement, this Trump movement is created. And he has become the voice of Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman. And not a bad deal, actually, a bad choice when you think about it. You know, what's happened, you know, to minorities here in America, whether blacks or Hispanic, unemployment rate, all-time lows, lowest ever for blacks. And I hesitate, by the way, my hesitation that you're hearing when I'm referring to blacks is I really want to embrace what one of the pastors said the other day on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He says, you know, the reference to black America is a reference to time past. He said, we knew, our parents, our grandparents knew, they lived in black America, where there was segregation, where there were drinking fountains that were exclusive to blacks and whites, where you didn't have the right to vote, where you had to sit in the back of the bus. That is Black America. He doesn't want to identify with that, and I agree with it. I agree with it in terms of all this hyphenation and bifurcation of the American, you know, spirit and who we are. I mean, we're in this country as Americans together, and we can work this out. And every time we are united as the United States, we do incredible things, not only for this country, but for the world. This is the opportunity, but it starts with our language, starts with our worldview, and I appreciate what that pastor had to say, and so I'm holding on to that, that it's not about Black America. It is about America first. That's what Donald Trump's about.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Hey, look, get involved in the conversation, all right? Even if you've been kicked to the curb and you've had to get some new friends, you know what you can talk about around them, and it is tough, there's no doubt. I find myself in areas where people will say things that are just so ignorant. And some of my friends know that I do this for a living, right? So you're constantly studying and reading up, and don't think I'm just looking at conservative blogs. You try to find a balance and understand the other side, because I think that still needs to happen. We still need to have bridges, to the other sectors of the argument and discussion so that we can relate, that I can understand where it is that they're coming from. But meanwhile, as a businessman, as someone who has been in business most of my life and in radio particularly, I look to solutions and I look to people who are problem solvers. Now, what happened, a week ago last Tuesday, when the president opened up a meeting and allowed the media to stick around for about an hour, and this was a meeting on immigration and DACA, this was like reality TV. I mean, we had a chance to see how the sausage was made. People were getting along. They were opening up. It took a little bit, but that was okay, and they spoke frankly. And the thing that was so cool about that was that they were on record, and it gave, frankly, it gave me some hope that, okay, maybe we can arrive at a bipartisan solution on this deal. Maybe for a moment, whatever animus they have towards Donald Trump for God only knows what reason, I mean, we can speculate, and we've speculated forever on, their hatred of Donald Trump. But, hey, the fact of the matter is America voted him in as president. And what he promised on Inauguration Day was turning America, turning the country back to the people. Well, that is constitutionally sound. That's what the Constitution says. And it shouldn't be that Donald Trump turns it back to us. He has given us an opportunity to where we can pick up the reins, because our rightful authority stands in our document, our U.S. Constitution, that this is a government of, for, by we the people. You've got to understand what that means. Okay? What it means is that we are participants in this great American experiment. If we choose not to do it, if we choose not to participate, it is at our own peril. And this is why we have the America that we have today, that many of you are not real happy about. Now, you're encouraged with this president coming in, an outsider who does not conduct business as usual according to the Beltway. And for us, it is refreshing. It is revolutionary. It is energy building. We're so excited about what is happening at just about every turn. On an international stage, America's leadership has been welcomed, enthusiastically received, I believe, though the mainstream media would not want you to know that. But just look at some things that you're able to see and you go, wait a minute, this didn't happen under the previous president, especially when you would think of all places, when you have a someone with a Muslim background in President Obama, and the Muslim countries didn't seem to respect him. We didn't get that. I didn't see that. But yet President Trump, in the early months of his administration, goes to the Middle East, and 50 Muslim leaders are there to welcome him and even do a sword dance with him, which is, quite a gesture of acceptance and welcome. The fact of the matter is, as, our allies, as Marco Rubio so clearly stated during the campaign, that our enemies no longer fear us and our allies no longer trust us. Wow. But they're starting to trust us again. They're starting to trust us because leadership is on display. This is what leadership looks like. So at an international level, domestically, look what is going on. You know, we talk about the stock market, record numbers, unemployment, record numbers, and GDP. They said this president, he was, you know, talk about some of the questions they asked in the health conference yesterday with Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Some had suggested the president may be on hallucinogens of some sort to think that America could be at 3%. Our government, our officials, the CBO had accepted the new normal, according to their terms, that the we just had to accept our gross domestic profile was going to be production levels were going to be at 2%, maybe 2%. That's it. We're going to be lucky to do 2%. They really felt like it was going to be like more like 1.8. Well, Donald Trump didn't want to hear it. And there are many people in America that didn't want to hear that. That's stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would say. You know, that's limiting. This is the same type of thinking that compromised and hindered the Jimmy Carter administration. You know, you start settling. Well, America is not a country of settlers. You know, we don't settle for mediocrity. This is what we fight for. So now we get somebody on our side who thinks of the possibilities and unleashes America's productivity once again, and look what happens. As we've discussed on this show, I believe for at least 8 years, you had this pent-up productivity. It was frustrated. People wanted to work. They had ideas they wanted to do, but every time they would try to open up a business, they were shut down by regulations instituted by the Obama administration. Remember, this president said for every new regulation, initially, they were going to eliminate two. Well, now it's the ratio is for every new one, they've eliminated 22. And there were something like 1,500 new regulations that were in the pipeline, thank you very much, Obama and his administration, that were getting ready to pulverize American ingenuity and American business. But under this president, it is a new day in America. It's a time for dreams, a time for ideas, and that's exciting for me when you can think of your fellow man rising to a level of excellence and opportunity that, you know, is not seen anywhere in this country, anywhere else in this planet, maybe except for Israel, but with minor exceptions, certainly. And here, this is what makes America so exceptional, is that we have the opportunity to really tap in to this productivity quotient that lies in its citizens. And so Donald Trump comes along and says, hey, look, I'm going to open this up. And you've heard me say before, I think the number one byproduct of a good job, of a job, is happiness. America has not been very happy in a long time, but we're starting to get happy again, which is good. Not only because of these, Nancy Pelosi calls them crumbs, but I'll tell you, keep the crumbs coming. You know, if you get an extra $1,000, $2,000, you get a pay raise, you get the hourly wage increase, this is all good. And we can thank the Republicans and Donald Trump. They had to do this single-handedly. The Democrats were not there. You know, what the Democrats gave us was Obamacare, which, to this day, I know, I understand, with some exceptions, some of you, especially like that gal, says, look, I pay, what'd she say, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare, I don't want that taken away from me. Well, you know, realistically, that is not the case for most of America. We don't pay a dollar for Obamacare. And we have to deal with the reality. And many of us have had to deal with deductibles of as much as $6,000, which means the first $6,000 of any kind of health solution comes out of our pocket. Doesn't come out of Obamacare. It's because of Obamacare that comes out of our pocket first. So how is that fair? And this is the opportunity that we have right now, is that hopefully we have reasonably thinking men and women on both sides of the aisle that can come together and solve the problems of our day. This is why you need to stay on top of this to make sure that happens.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
It's like they do need constant reminding, but again, this is why this is a government of, for, by, we the people, and if we the people don't remind them, then, you know, they set up this elite class that they have established very well, thank you. And, you know, to all this, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I'm so grateful for Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth has activated a citizenship, and they have done this comprehensively and made it easy for you to participate. We have got to take control of our government. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means we are responsible. President Trump, on Inauguration Day, like I said, we're turning the government back to the people. It's always been the people. It is our rightful authority. But if we don't take that rightful authority, Jenny Beth Martin, then you have the America that you have today, don't you?
You certainly do. But I think that we also have the America we have today because people did start paying attention. They started paying attention at the end of President Bush's presidency, during President Obama's, and people are paying attention right now. The left is very upset and angry. The right has been very upset and angry. And what we have to do is be involved and engaged, hold our elected officials accountable, and find the areas of agreement with our fellow citizens so we can focus our anger where it needs to be, on the issues and the policies, rather than all the things that divide us.
Exactly. Well, yesterday, I want to talk to you about immigration And the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen went to the Hill to talk to Congress about immigration. And, of course, so much time was wasted because it got into that anger part, didn't it?
It did get into that anger part and who said what and when they said it. And she testified that pretty much every member in the room was using profanity. So last week, in the situation that President Trump has been accused of using foul language himself, the fact is, while they're sitting there arguing on that, they're ignoring the fact that a report came out yesterday from the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security saying that 3 out of every 4 convicted terrorists in our country are actually from foreign countries. They're
exactly.
Not from America. Have to make sure that we have the proper vetting in place and have our borders secure so we can reduce the terrorist acts that do happen in our country.
At some point, you would hope that there would be a voice of reason that could break through this stuff and stop the Cory Booker over-dramatization and the takeover of a meeting to where you can't address important issues like this. Look, I understand. If you want to be upset and, you know, because the language flying around, this was a private meeting. It should have stayed behind closed doors. In my estimation, what Dick Durbin did was no favors to the DACA. We keep saying the DACA kids just out of default because that's the way we refer to them. But when you consider the ages of the DACA kids, they're really not kids. I mean, these are adults now, right?
They are adults, and it's DACA recipients. That's how I've heard people refer to it, so we're not saying kids. And
right.
What they're looking at, or what the House bill has looked at, which Congressman Goodlatte, among others, has introduced, is it deals with about almost 700,000 people who have received DACA. But there are a lot of things that we need to be looking at that we need to address. President Trump won his primary, and I think he won the general election because of the promise he made to build the wall.
Exactly.
And that meant building a border along our border, a physical border. But I think it also meant, in addition to that, securing all of our borders and making sure we are a country that has borders. Otherwise, we're not a country at all.
Exactly.
And we need to do that. The report yesterday from DHS and, Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice reinforces that, knowing that 3 out of 4 people who are convicted of terrorist acts are foreign-born, and they're not American-born citizens.
Exactly.
But we also need to be looking. Part of what we can do is make sure that we're implementing the entry-exit visa system, that we have the correct number of border agents to handle securing our borders, so we have judges in place in the immigration court so they can get rid of the backlog, so that we can process the people who are in the court system already. Mm-hmm. And there are ending chain migration is something that I don't think that we've talked about a lot as a citizenry, but what the Goodlatte bill says is that your spouse and your minor children can come with you to America if you have a green card. Mm-hmm. Your grandparents and your adult children and your brothers and your sisters, the children's aunts and uncles and all of their children don't automatically get to come just because you have a green card.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure most Americans understood the chain migration issue. And regardless now, you know, of course, now you get Dick Durbin going, we don't like chain migration because it reminds people of slavery when they were in. Oh, come on, give me a break. I mean, you yourself have used chain migration. We know exactly what it means. You know, if you want to be offended, you know, we got to watch every word that we talk about. I guess Dick Durbin is now the he's part of the the moral police, the word police now for the government.
And the politically correct police, I suppose.
Yes,
that's the kind of society that so many Democrats want to have. But we also see that when you have that kind of society and you're not actually addressing the problems and you don't talk about what is going on, you wind up with an uninformed citizenry, which is a problem.
Right.
You also wind up with a lot of the problems that we already have right now because the people who are doing the bad things are able to continue to get away with doing the bad things.
And there's no sense of urgency. And then on top of that, see, this is what I find quite rich here. You know, the Democrats talk about the importance of protecting the vote and all this good stuff. But it's time and again, Democrats and liberal judges who will vacate votes. I mean, again, why can't people remember? It was only November that there was quite the election, and I think a resounding and clear message from everyday Americans saying, look, they wanted to America to be back engaged in the rule of law. They want this immigration problem fixed. They want a DACA solution. They want a wall. I don't know how much clearer they can speak, but my caution to them, Jenny Beth, is that one election a country does not make. We have got to stay on top of this, right?
That is so true. Elections have consequences. And so we are seeing the results of the elections from last year. But if we don't stay engaged this year, who controls the House of Representatives, who controls the Senate, is at play in November. And we have to make sure we continue to be involved. We continue to engage on the issues we care about. We elect people and work on the campaigns of the people who stand for our issues and our values. And one thing that I've learned from this Tea Party movement and from my involvement in political activism is that your obligation as a citizen, even if you're not a police officer or a teacher or fireman or someone in the military or elected office, we still, every single one of us has an obligation and duty to our country to remain engaged, to pay attention, to hold the elected officials accountable, and to get involved in elections and make sure that we elect people who do respect the Constitution, who understand that we, the people who vote, are the ones who actually hold the power.
And that we have judges in place to this end as well, Jenny Beth. You can't have a judge vacate votes and to, you know, go against the president like this and keep our country at risk. I mean, some of these clearly are national security issues, and they're all being held up just because one judge, it seems like, in certain areas and certain districts doesn't like President Trump.
Yeah, and people think they can just take their issue to that ninth district court and do anything they can to undo what the president does. And all that does is mean that the Supreme Court winds up having more they have to do.
Well, to be continued, Jenny Beth Martin, as always, a pleasure to have you here on the show. Where can they go for more information as we wrap it up?
So to go get more information, go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief, but the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to
to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
And we come to you fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. We're going to talk Trump here. Gerard, years ago, if you remember Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, they used to have their fickle finger of fate, right? And the president now is going to do his fake news awards, maybe in that sense of satire, although I'm sure it's going to be a bit biting for some because the battle between the president and the media continues. And it's no doubt, especially when you look at the latest MRC polls that tracks all this negative media, the numbers are still up there. You know, 9 out of 10 reports about the president from the mainstream media is absolutely and categorically negative. I mean, how do you do that unless you really purpose to do that?
Well, I'll tell you, he is doing what he thinks is best for the country in terms of running it, and he has a tremendous amount of opposition, not only from the media, but also from his own party.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I think he's displaying it as an independent. You know, I think he's basically going on his own. And as you mentioned, the studies in terms of negative versus positive news are overwhelming. His news is like 5% positive. Obama's similar studies was 80%
positive. 80-85%, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's some of those numbers are pretty staggering. So I think he's doing a good job. I mean, if you look at the real basics, you know, how's the economy doing? We had the Dow hit 26,000 yesterday. We have the energy sector doing great. We have the financial sector doing great. We have, you know, just all sorts of positive news. Unemployment down to 4.1%. Among
GDP.
black minorities, I was going to say, lowest in 17%, 17 years, the unemployment, GDP, 3.2, and the predictions now are up to 4%.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, especially when they said that they kind of laughed at him, much the same way they laughed at Mitt Romney when he said Russia was our biggest threat, if you remember. This guy's he's on some hallucinogen to think that America's going to be at 3% GDP. We might give him that at the end of his term, but certainly not early on. That's terribly unrealistic. And inside of 6 months, we hit 3% GDP. And some questions said, well, we have to wait and see what happens because we had two major hurricanes plus Puerto Rico. What kind of impact is that going to have? And then the next report was even higher and was adjusted up, which I thought was quite interesting because anytime there were these figures that came from the government under the Barack Obama administration, you remember they were always adjusted as well, but they never were adjusted up through my recall.
No,
they were always down. Exactly. So, irony.
In another area I want to mention, regulation, he challenged his administration back when he first started with an executive order that if you want one new regulation, you have to find two to delete. And if you look at the study at the end of the year, at the end of 2017, it turns out that for every new regulation his administration added, they were able to cut 22 regulations out. And
exactly.
The trajectory for 2018 is actually going to be a much higher ratio. It's pretty phenomenal.
Well, you know, add this up, Dr. Lomero. You've got a dramatic cutback in regulations. We've got corporate tax cuts.
That's
tax
right.
cuts for the middle class, and all this has happened before we started to realize a 3-plus GDP, record numbers in the stock market. What's 2018 hold for America?
It looks fantastic. And by the way, that's why I have a new book coming out in a couple of weeks, More Great News for America, because it looks like we've got more great news coming.
Yes. Well, because behind all this, and even President Obama realized that the basis of America's exceptionalism is its citizens. It's we the people. We're the ones. But sadly, I mean, he got part of the proposition. The other part was he didn't know, in much the same way that Jimmy Carter didn't know and understand, is how to unleash that productivity. And you talk about the chains being cut and the handcuffs taken off of productive Americans. This is what Donald Trump and his administration has done in his first year of office.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll mention the energy sector. ANWR is opened up to reasonable exploration. That's going to produce $1 billion in new oil revenues just to the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's also going to create all sorts of jobs downstream because there are all sorts of jobs that support that oil production. Mm-hmm. And we've got Keystone. We've got the
I was going to say Canada almost likes us again. If we can still, I mean, we still got a couple of little bumps and elbow joints to work around with Keystone. But, you know, some of the silliness has been set aside. And at least they're working on solutions now, and it is progressing, right?
Absolutely. And sure, it's going to take time. You know, this is like the economy is like an aircraft carrier. You don't turn it on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit of time. And I usually tell people that it takes about 2 years to have a full economic change, you know, in terms of major policies really hitting, taking effect, and people seeing the benefit. We are seeing the benefits even earlier than most economies have when they have been changed by presidents.
Well, and I think, again, the reason for that is because the productivity, the pent-up potential of productivity, and I say pent-up, and you know whenever you restrain something and you unleash it, it comes out like a tsunami. And look at what's happening with job creation and all these sectors, as you say, Gerard. I mean, they're unleashing like a tsunami. I mean, we have a lot of momentum and wind behind our back. And it's because of what Donald Trump is doing, you know, for American business. He's getting the government out of the way.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, the media and the Democrats, they're really the losers in all this because they're trying to oppose progress. I mean, how can you go around and call that wonderful tax cut that's helping the economy, Armageddon.
Yes.
I mean, give me a break.
Right.
Well, they're so negative, and what's happening is, and this is, I think, reflected in subtle type of numbers on the economy, is that the folks who used to support Democrats are starting to think that they're just over and in the deep end, you know, that they're just out of touch with the economy and with reality and with the typical consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're digging a bigger and bigger hole. I mean, the Democratic Party is in its worst position since the 1920s. And I'm talking in terms of number of offices held across the nation, at big jobs down to little jobs. They're in their worst position. And instead of aligning themselves with the voters and with the American people and with the booming economy that we're seeing, they are doing just the opposite. They're trying to resist it. And it makes no sense to the people, and it makes no sense from a strategy point of view if you're a political prognosticator.
Exactly. Well, what they are pandering to is a very small minority of people. They are in their echo chamber, and it's going to cost them dearly. It cost them for 8 years. I mean, the Democrats, you know, it's kind of like the hashtag movement. You first have to take responsibility for your part in the problem. The Democrats are not. I mean, you know, they want to complain about the health care issue and that, but they had 7 years to do something about health care and immigration. They did nothing. All they did was put the, if you want to say the DACA kids, but these are DACA recipients. They're really not kids. They're adults. But all they did was they turned them into pawns, and they made them bargaining chips here. That's what the Democrats did unfairly. And I believe that Hispanic America is understanding this slowly but surely. And because what was the number one point that voters came that said very clearly outside of voting for Trump was they said, we want to get our government moving. We want both sides to talk. And what happened immediately is you had Democrats forming the resistance, not wanting to participate, causing problems at every turn. You got Tricky Dicky Durbin, who comes out of a private meeting and blows up the whole DACA and immigration plan that was moving along. We were quite encouraged on that Tuesday after that one-hour reality show out of the Oval Office showing bipartisanship, and you were encouraged to think, okay, maybe they can work together. We got something here. And then, you know, several days later, Durbin comes up and just blows everything up. And I think the reason he did that was to match up with what I said earlier, and that is the resistance. They do not want to give Donald Trump any more wins.
No, but you know what? They're doing just the opposite. They're hurting themselves. And I was going to point out that for many years they've existed on basically identity politics. That's what's made them go. And you know what? Even the identity groups are fragmenting because they're disagreeing with their own party.
Mm.
We're seeing the latest poll, I think yesterday, on black Americans supporting Trump now up to about 17%. In the election, he had about 8%.
Mm.
And we're seeing Hispanics also reacting in a very similar way. So they are fragmenting away from the Democratic Party because all they offer is resistance and progress.
Exactly. Well, they're not relating to this bifurcation of America. More and more are growing to this idea, America first, and what that represents is that the home jersey is red, white, and blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Well, congratulations on the new book coming up. Where can they go for more information?
Oh, greatnewsforamerica.com is my website, and all my books are on Amazon.
Well, just like that, and of course they're linked here at BillMartinezLive.com because that's the way we roll. Dr. Gerard Lomero, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer on Bill Martinez Live. Gerard, as always, great to have you with us. Have a great day.
Great to be with you. Have a wonderful show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete,
have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.